Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 25th of April, recording at 6:15 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Obviously a lot earlier than I usually record for a change, but I have a function this evening. Now, what can we say, though? Plenty going on here today in terms of the actual highlights. Asian markets were mostly firmer. The Hang Seng Index, which had a big day yesterday, was down just a tiny fraction, although the China A shares were firm. And European markets carried through on yesterday's rally with the help of some better news on the depressed sovereign debt yields. They backed off once again. They backed off yesterday and they backed off again today. Now, in the Americas, thanks to Apple's earnings, which I discussed in last night's audio and also mentioned briefly in the comment, I mean, we had the mother of all short coverings in Apple. It was up over at least $54 at one stage, up 48 when I last looked. So that's a big jump. It's not challenging the high, or at least not now. But that has led to a decent follow-through rally here today, with the S&P currently up 1.2% to 1389 nearly. The NASDAQ, not surprisingly, is up even more, up over 2%. Long-dated government bond prices are easier across the boards. Despite the news coming from the UK of the double dip back into recession, I think that's not really a great a great surprise that that's happened. Although it's sad, and there's some interesting commentary on the site today. Don't miss Martin Spring. Talking about the UK economy mostly. Now, elsewhere in highlights, the industrial commodities are mostly firmer. Crude not doing much, but you know, we're 18 and 118 and change for the Brent, and the WTI is a little higher. It's just under 104. Precious metals have been all over the place. And what happened first was that silver, having rallied back up underneath its previous trading range, got thumped, fell down to $29.99, is currently $30.47. That's still down 34 cents. Gold is actually up at the moment, I say all over the place. It's at $16.44, but it had dipped down to $16.25 and change. Platinum's up a little bit. Palladium down. Agricultural commodities, a little bit of easing in the grain and bean section, a little bit softer there generally. The CCI has been edging up off its December lows, but nothing in the form of a dynamic. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, assume that we are still very much in this consolidation phase. In response to the very good gains that we had seen, as I've mentioned in all of these broadcasts, starting in October, but particularly in the first 3 months of this year for the performing stock markets. Now, there were some that didn't perform all that well, the Europeans among them, although they had sharp short covering rallies, and they turned tail after around the end of February and fell back very sharply. But nonetheless, in the straw and the wind department, the European Banks Index, which has been desperately soft recently and tested, excuse me, tickle in the throat, and tested its lows, or has been testing its lows, has a modest, very modest upward dynamic, suggesting that somebody quite understandably, or some people quite understandably, decided to cover some shorts in that sector near the historic lows to date. Now, a more Interesting area, though, China. With the inevitability that I think that China will ease monetary policy further, it's doing it in its own way, and we haven't had an interest rate cut yet. But it's lowering reserve requirements, encouraging more loans. And China, which didn't have any gains, has out until recently has outperformed over the last month. And I think that's a, yeah, I think that's an extremely interesting situation, as I've been saying quite a bit here. It's a very depressed market, good valuations, stable politically, despite this headline, somewhat lurid stuff about Bo, and who obviously has been replaced, and the annual, not the annual, the decennial turnover of power that's taking place. Now, well, I'm sure we'll be writing a lot more, talking a lot more about China in the months ahead, and hugely important. And again, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, is it going to have a hard landing? Well, it's never been in likely to have a hard landing. Maybe its property sector in some provinces has had a hard landing, but you know, China's a big place. And you look at Apple's growth. Oh, where is it coming from? China. And whereas pretty well every other autonomy's best growth coming from China. So, you know, this is quite a growth engine out there with the world's fastest growing middle class. And that's going to be a theme that's going to last certainly for the rest of my lifetime, and which I hope is long, and beyond. Now, meanwhile, as I say, we are in this consolidation phase. I've said that it'll last for at least a few weeks, and it'll probably last a few months. I have mentioned yesterday and probably earlier that Apple is a key to the extent of the U.S. reaction overall. As you know, it became very overextended relative to its 200 MA. then it fell, what, about 14% down to its recent low, but bounces back up today. If it gets mostly sideways activity in terms of its mean reversion, that would be a very stabilizing influence. If it pulls back faster, and I'm an agnostic on this right now, then although you can't help but be impressed by today's upward dynamic, but that often happens when a market is running out of steam for a while. Don't get me wrong, I'm certainly not anti-Apple. I think it's fantastic. I mean, that's my banal statement, because here it is, biggest capitalized share in the world. It's an extraordinary phenomenon, and I hope it runs and runs for decades. But you know, all markets that get overextended get corrections or see corrections, and Apple isn't going to be any exception to that. And the best way to play a share that performs like this, or any other real high flyer, is you know, buy them when they're making headlines. You buy them in an accelerating way up above their trend mean represented by the 200-day moving average. That's when you, if you do anything, that's when you maybe lighten a little bit or put in a trailing, tight trailing stop that eventually gets triggered. You buy them when they've had a pullback to the MA, and everybody's then far more cautious at that time. You have to be a bit of a contrarian in this business, as investors, veteran subscribers know full well. Okay, what else here? Yeah, precious metals, pretty sluggish activity, but as I've said before, gold is approximately in the middle of a typical, or for gold, lengthy medium term corrective phase. I don't think the super cycle's over. I think it will resume at some point next year, if not a little earlier. But we will have to be patient. That's probably not a big problem for investors in bullion funds, which is the safest way to play it. But it makes it very tricky on the trading front. And I think that's about it. So all the best to all of you. Roll on Thursday.